Chapter 8. The foundry was large and bore the odor of decay which no amount of superficial repairs could quite erase. It was empty now and in quite an unnatural state of quiet as it played unaccustomed host to the Commodore and his court. Mallow had swung the steel sheet onto the two supports with a careless heave. He had taken the instrument held out to him by Twer and was gripping the leather handle inside its leaden sheath. "The instrument," he said, "is dangerous, but so is a buzzsaw. You just have to keep your fingers away." And as he spoke, he drew the muzzle slit swiftly down the length of the steel sheet, which quietly and instantly fell in two. There was a unanimous jump, and Mallow laughed. He picked up one of the halves and propped it against his knee. "You can adjust the cutting length accurately to 1/100 of an inch, and a 2-inch sheet will slit down the middle as easily as this thing did. If you've got the thickness exactly judged, you can place steel on a wooden table and split the metal without scratching the wood." And at each phrase, the atomic shear moved and a gouged chunk of steel flew across the room. "That," he said, "is whittling. With steel." He passed back the shear. "Or else you have the plane. Do you want to decrease the thickness of a sheet, smooth out an irregularity, remove corrosion? Watch." Thin, transparent foil flew off the other half of the original sheet in 6-inch swathes, then 8-inch, then 12. "Or drills. It's all the same principle." They were crowded around now. It might have been a sleight-of-hand show, a corner magician, a vaudeville act made into high-pressure salesmanship. Commodore Asper fingered scraps of steel. High officials of the government tiptoed over each other's shoulders and whispered while Mallow punched clean, beautiful, round holes through 1 inch of hard steel at every touch of his atomic drill. "Just one more demonstration. Bring 2 short lengths of pipe, somebody." An honorable chamberlain of something or other sprang to obedience in the general excitement and thought absorption and stained his hands like any laborer. Mallow stood them upright and shaved the ends off with a single stroke of the shear and then joined the pipes, fresh cut to fresh cut. And there was a single pipe. The new ends, with even atomic irregularities missing, formed 1 piece upon joining. Johannesson blocks, at a stroke.